Look who it is, Matt Miller of the Bleacher Report. Good to talk with you. We've done some podcasts. Well, yeah, we'll shake hands. Yeah. So, you know, might as well get it out of the way there. But hey, Matt, at the combine here in Indianapolis, wide receiver wise, have you seen a faster class than this one? Is something off on the clock there?
I'm not sure if the clock is off or the watches are fast this year, but this is just a lot of speed this year. But you know, that was one of the highlights from this year's class. We knew heading into this that there was a lot of speed. You know, Tavon Austin, Marquise Goodwin, just a lot of guys who run really fast out there, and it was good to see it. I think it definitely pushes up the talent of this year's class, and people are taking notice that it's a lot of receivers going to come off the board.
Yeah, with so many being so fast who already have nice resumes, does it stand reason that the Texans can kind of sit and wait and get somebody good still in the second round?
You're probably going to have to start looking at first round, I think. You know, you might want, it's always best player available when you're a playoff team, I think. But, you know, wide receivers, definitely a need for them. They tend to like bigger receivers. I think Quentin Patton is a guy who you have to keep your eye on, who ran very well today from Louisiana Tech. I still like DeAndre Hopkins. I know he didn't run as well, but when you watch this kid on film, he catches everything, and he accelerates really well to go get the ball and tracks it deep. I like both of those guys. If they're there for you at the end of round one, it's a couple names to get familiar with.
On Sunday at the Combine, you had a nice Twitter back and forth with Robert Flores, a noted Houston Texans fan and ESPN SportsCenter anchor, about Manti Te'o and a fit with the Texans. At number one?
I think it would be a fit in the first round because, if he's there for Baltimore, they're going to draft him. I think it's the worst-kept secret in the NFL right now. So he would be a round-one fit, I do think. Depending on what they do in free agency, you know, there was I reported at the Super Bowl they were considering moving Brooks Reed to inside linebacker if they can keep Connor Barwin. If they can't keep Connor, I think you have Brooks outside as a premier pass rusher, and you've got to get someone in there next to Cushing. We saw it happen this year when he went out. The defense really fell off. So you've got to put a better player in there, whether it's in round one with Manti or in round two with, you know, someone like Nico Johnson or Kevin Redick, who could step in and shore up that spot.
Yeah, give me three names outside linebacker defensive end-wise that you might see the Texans look at or have a possibility with maybe in those first three rounds.
Yeah, well, I really like Jonathan Hankins from Ohio State. He's a guy who not a whole lot of people have talked about lately. You know, a junior entrant who even Urban Meyer was surprised that he came out this year, but he's built for the 3-4 defense as a 5-tech, a guy who could definitely anchor on the edge. I think he could be someone in round two that you probably look at. When you're talking outside linebackers, you know, you've got to get pass rushers at that position. Alex Okafor from Texas is a guy who, he's kind of on the bottom end of that first round group, but I think that there's so many good pass rushers who are more athletic. It might push him down the board a little bit. So he's definitely a guy that you could look at in round one. And then I still think nose tackle could actually be a need for these guys. So, and a guy I've fallen in love with is Brandon Williams from Missouri Southern. Had a great Senior Bowl week, had a great combine. I think he's someone, maybe round two for a D2 kid, but I think he could definitely help on defense.
It's from your neck of the woods
My
there in
the
Missouri.
Woods, right, yeah.
Let's wrap up with a quarterback question. The Texans are on record as saying Matt Schaub is the guy, but you also know from experience that Gary Kubiak likes to get guys in the middle to late rounds because he sees and is always looking for that diamond in the rough. Any diamonds in the rough?
I think Matt Scott from Arizona is a diamond in the rough. He was just a one-year starter because he was behind Nick Foles there. But, you know, Gary Kubiak might try to go back to his Denver days and get a mobile quarterback who can open this offense up, an offense that's been a bit conservative. So Scott definitely fits that profile. He's not a come-in-and-start type player, but someone you can develop behind Matt Schaub as they try to make a few more runs to the Super Bowl.
Matt, so grateful for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, guys.